Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding a Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, towards the end of Halacha Yud. We started after Zayin with base in the last few words of the Daf. Ein noistim es Daf Yud Zayin with Aleph hapas latanur. So we quote in the Mishnah that says that a bread you're not allowed to put before Shabbos into the oven unless it forms a crust. Says the Gemara, Yaakov ha'achu v'shem avasi zvizu yisem anoshim v'pas yoyisem min atavshil. Women are more careful with their bread, with their challah for Shabbos, than with the tafshil. And that's the reason that by tafshil, you say, has to be bishbashik or tzorka, has to be fully cooked. But by the bread, you say, as long as it forms a crust, that's good enough. So the Gemara, mabin pas, mabin tafshil. So what really is the reason between the difference between the bread and the tafshil? Tafshil darko leichol riseach. Pas en darko loichol rusachas. A tafshil, a dish, something that you cook, you serve it very hot. So therefore, there's a chashash that maybe the woman will come to cook it better. But by bread, you don't serve it hot. You don't come to serve it too hot. And therefore, he's not going to come to be mechat, he's not going to come to move the coals to make it warmer. Second one, Tam and Amrin, we learned there in Bavel, pas chamo chamoso betzido. If you eat hot bread, it brings fever to the body, makes the person sick. Tziro tsoinin. Someone that was bitten by a wasp should drink cold water. Akrov chamin, someone who was bitten by a scorpion, should drink hot water. Mandimichlev sakona, someone does cold water for a scorpion or hot water for a wasp, that is a sakona. Sigma moide, Rabbi Lezer, lechaponim, sheine kuya lechem, achi kuru panea batanur. So the Mishnah said of Lezer, that as long as you have crust in the bottom, that's good enough for Shabbos. He says that's good for Shabbos. By lechem aponim, it needs to be full crust. In order for it to qualify as lechem aponim. I mean, you have to have the top of the challah crusted in order to use it for lechem aponim. Halacha yudal zok de mishtol. Mishal shlim sa pesach letanur im chasheicho. But Pesach, even though Pesach, if comes, the Pesach is falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to put the korban Pesach into the oven to roast, even if you do it right before the night. Different than what we said in the previous mishtol, the regular Shabbos.
You could start a fire in the Beis HaMoiked, which is the place where Kohanim go to heat up, because they go barefoot, so they're very cold, so if there's a place where they heat up. You're allowed to light right before Shabbos, just to start the fire, it's good enough in Beis HaMoiked. Then you need the fire catch on to most of the wood in order to be allowed, because if not, someone's going to come to touch it, and Beis HaMoiked should not choish his Kohanim Zrizim him. Meaning coal, even a little bit is enough. We'll see in the Gemara what is it coming to argue or to agree with Tanakam. Says the Gemara, meaning we have a Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, and then we talk about when Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, so they waited till the dark to go and roast their Pesach. So you see, you don't roast it on Shabbos. So, and we said in our Mishnah, they put the Pesach into the oven, the more understood, maybe it means you're allowed to roast it on Shabbos. There you see clearly you can't roast on Shabbos. No, you can roast on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to put the Pesach, Korban Pesach, right before Shabbos? Because Chavur is Rizur is him. So even though regular cooking, you're not allowed to roast a meat right before Shabbos. It has to be cooked fully in order to roast it. But by Chavur doing Korban Pesach, there's reason they're very careful not to do an Aveira. Says the Gemara, Pesach machziru at sholim v'en nachziru michuto. Korban Pesach, we said in the Mishnah that you put it, you roasted it right before Shabbos comes in. It's only if it's the full animal. But if he already roasted it, then he cut into small pieces, and he sees that it's still not fully roasted, then you should not put it on the fire right before Shabbos. Explains the Gemara, Shmuel b'shem zehiro mipnei psuloi, because then it's possible. What does it mean? Amar b'yosi v'yois. It's correct. No, you can't eat the way it is, because if you're not fully roasted, then it's not. The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat it that way. Litzloisu, to put it on the fire on Shabbos, and Rucham explains, even though he reached a third of his cooking, but it looks like he's roasting on Shabbos, so he can't roast it on Shabbos. And explains the Gemara more in the Fidzayim with base. If you would tell me that small pieces, once you cut the piece of the pieces, you can bring it back to the fire. So he won't roast it so much before Shabbos. He'll say, let me roast it as much as I can, and then later I'll cut it, and if I need to roast it more, I'll put it back. So he's going to be lazy from doing it before Shabbos comes in. And then eventually what he's going to start doing is cutting and putting on Shabbos, and relying to put it on Shabbos. Also, if you say no, you can't put pieces back into the fire even right before Shabbos. So he'll be careful to roast it fully before Shabbos comes in. Says the Gemara, he asked, Tzlayov shalem, which means he roasted it fully, it's fully roasted. Then he cut it to pieces. Can he bring it back just to heat it up? I mean, he's not really benefiting from putting it in the fire, except just to warm it up. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Says the Gemara now, we learn in the Mishnah that when you light a fire, you have to make sure the fire catches on to all the wood. It was here of Yudah B'Sharav, Arba Meduris Kol Shem. There's four fires that even if a little bit of fire is good enough. What is it? Meduris Hagefes, which is the psoilus of Zaysim, which means a leftover from the olives. Meduris Hazevel, a fire which is created from manure. Meduris Hachelev, coming from the fat. Meduris Galim, which is the pits of the dates. And all these cases, Kol Shem, even a little bit of fire is good enough because it catches fire very quickly. Rabbo b'shem Abchi Abashi, choytu shumole galinim kol shen. If you have this vessel, which is made out of the leaves of the palm tree, and is full of the pits, so even a little bit catches fire very quickly. Rabbo b'shem Abchi Abashi, the same Adamar, says something which seems to be contradicting. Choytu shumole galinim, you have this vessel full of pits, imichunosois, if they're all together, berubo, you need the fire to catch on in the majority of the pits. Even if fuzaris, but if they're not together, each one is on his own. Berov called predo predo, and each pit to get its own, they have a majority of fire in that pit. So the moral, ma'u polik, is this contradicting the first memo that said kol shen? So the moral, kan mebriers kan betoshus. If it's healthy, fresh pits, so the fire catches very easily. But if it's dry ones, so then it takes a longer time. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Yirmiyo, Rav Chananya Matibo b'shem Rav. He says maybe it's the name of Rav. Chariyos milamato ve'etzi milamalo. You have the branches of the palm tree, and you have wood on top. Kvan shalau benatayim mutar. Once the fire reaches between these two layers, so then it's considered to be the fire catched on to this medura, and it's mutar on before Shabbos. Rav Chalbu b'shem Rav Huno. He said, "Koyro berubo." That's the case of Rav Chaim. A log needs to have roiv of that piece of wood in order to be allowed to use it on Shabbos. Meaning the fire has to catch the roiv. And explains the word, what is roiv? Beroiv kefo. Meaning the majority of the outside layer of the wood, not the inside. So the word ma'o, beroiv kefo, mokom echot, or beroiv kef kulo. What does it mean when you do most of the hekef? Was it the surrounding of the wood? In one place, as long as it catched fire surrounding one area of the wood, or the entire log needs to have fire surrounding it? So the Mu'ashka Tal, you found a brace that says that until you can use it, means the fire caught on to the entire wood, even though it didn't cut on to the inside, but it caught on to the outside. Now the word concludes, because the Mishnah said, that Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that Pechomim Kol Shehen, when coals, the minute there's a fire and a little bit of it, that's enough in order to use it for Shabbos, to leave it on Shabbos. So it says the word, Kainim Asniso, after Bechomim Kol Shem. What I'm really going to say is, not only wood, which is easier to light, if you have a little bit of fire, it's good enough, but even coals, which takes much longer to light, as long as fire caught on to some of it, so that it's mutter to use it, to light it before Shabbos and use it on Shabbos. So in other words, if you're coming to argue in Tanakamo, and he's disagreeing, there needs to be berubo. He says kol shen is enough in all these type of fires. Hadron Aloch Be'etziyah Shabbos, this is the end of the first perek of Maseches Shabbos, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin.